Picture this, a school day with flexible schedules, teachers available at night or even on weekends, and classwork that can be done at home. Sound familiar? No, it's not pandemic-era hybrid instruction. It's the model many alternative high schools here have been offering for decades. And as WBUR's Carrie Young reports, they're getting renewed attention from students whose lives were complicated by the pandemic.
When I met Catherine Roldan, she was just clocking out at a childcare center in Charlestown. She works full-time there with infants and toddlers.
Oh yeah, I just finished up a shift. I worked from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
As she headed out of the center and into the parking lot, you could tell that she had an extra spring in her step. Roldan, who is 22, just graduated high school a few weeks ago.
It's always been an accomplishment I wanted to, complete in my life. Definitely, I love education.
There was a time when Roldan didn't think a diploma was even possible. When she was 16, her family was struggling financially, so she made the tough decision to drop out of school and get a full-time job.
I was very torn. I'm a big family person, so seeing them struggle was taking a bunch of my energy, and so I decided to step up and do something.
But a few years ago, she learned about her school district's alternative high school, the Chelsea Opportunity Academy, where she could earn credits at her own pace and didn't have to be in the building 5 days a week like the traditional high school required.
Part of being a school that works with so many students who have competing priorities outside of school is flexibility.
That's Ron Schmidt, the principal at the Chelsea Opportunity Academy. He explains alternative schools are typically geared towards students who are behind on their credits. Many are pregnant or parenting, some are English learners or working full-time jobs to support their families. Schmidt says since the pandemic, he's seen more working students like Roldan.
Particularly in construction, we had a lot of kids move into construction-type jobs during the pandemic.
And there's a new crop of students, too. Kids with severe social anxiety or even ADHD that don't learn well in large high school settings. But it's not just Chelsea. Leaders at the Holyoke Opportunity Academy, or HOA, are seeing similar patterns.
What we found was where we had the highest uptick were students who were experiencing just a lot of anxiety coming back to a full building of 1,000-plus students.
Gregory Schmidt, no relation to Ron, is the principal at HOA. His school also offers flexible schedules and weekend school support.
Maybe that actually has contributed to the increase in our enrollment because students know that they can balance work and school a little bit when they come here.
Statewide, it's tough to say exactly how many of the 200-plus alternative high schools have seen enrollment increases since the pandemic began. Many exist within larger schools, so it's hard for officials to track. But we can say that this trend is showing up in at least several places. Holyoke, for example, has seen a 40% enrollment gain since 2019. The Phoenix Academy in Lawrence is also up by 14%. Mike Caban is a recruiter there. He says the pandemic has kind of changed the way he does his job. For one, there's a lot more families who want their kids to work right now, so Caban is focusing more on telling families why a diploma is so important.
I try to really break down the long-term effect that not having a high school diploma will have on their student.
It helps that Phoenix Academy doesn't have traditional grade levels. Students can take as much time as they need to work through required courses without worrying about getting left behind.
I think families are seeing that their needs fit better in a setting like Phoenix because they're open to seeing that education is different now.
In a way, Caban says the pandemic has helped expand this new and yet long-standing model of education. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.